the song of Christ's service. They that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. Judges chapter 5 and verse 11. The songs of the Bible are full of the sweetest notes. The duet of Deborah and Barak is a song of the most heavenly kind. Our text is in itself the song of Christ's service. Number one, service for Christ expounded in the places of drawing water. How suggestive this is of Christian service. We are drawers of the gospel waters to thirsty souls. How cold and refreshing are those waters to such thirsty souls. Secondly, opposition to Christ explained, the noise of archers. The battle is on to resist the preaching and offer of Christ, who alone is the water of life. Number three, deliverance by Christ experienced. Christ delivers. He is the Lion of Judah's tribe, and his enemies flee before him as Sisera did. There is no hiding from him. All his enemies shall perish. So let them, O Lord. See verse 31. Fourthly, acts of Christ expressed. The righteous acts of the Lord. Our service accomplishes nothing. His power alone gives and assures us success. How terrible are his judgment acts against sin. How wonderful are his saving acts to sinners. Oh, to see these acts of the Lord manifested in our day. Finally and fifthly, victory through Christ expected. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. The gates are the places of the battle, the place of decision, and the place of authority. Christ will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let us ever sing this song of service for Christ.